Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
WRVA, it is Wednesday and it is hot. What? I don't know if we crossed into the 100 degree mark itself. We're at 99 right now. It's hot. Humidity is high. It's all of those things, and you know it. Great day to be indoors. Great day to sit on the couch. I would urge you to do exactly that. Couple of things that I wanted to pass along to you. We have so many opportunities for you to win today. Germ, I don't know if you got all of these memos. We got a whole slew of memos. We actually have winners every single hour today. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 5 o'clock. And in the interest of, cohesion and order and just helping everybody get, sane, keeping our sanity, we're going to do everything right about that. How about we do it right around the 20 mark? Sound good? Yeah. How about 3:20-ish, 4:20-ish, 5:20-ish? First hour coming up, wow, just a couple of minutes from now, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for that great Virginia Distilled Bourbon sampling. It's over at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture, September the 14th, $120 for those tickets. So we're going to do that right at 3:20-ish. I have to ask whether we are in danger of losing the second NASCAR race. I am really, really concerned about the money. You can love NASCAR or you can hate NASCAR. It is absolutely, positively irrelevant. This is about revenue that is generated by the event and then used to pay people like you, people like me, people who live down the street from us. There are a lot of people who are involved in those races. Now, there's a big chunk of tax money, which I would think would motivate the government entities to get their collective rear ends in gear and try and handle this. But I just want to throw it out there to you. I don't have any information. I don't want you to think, oh, my gosh, I got a tip-off from somebody. I didn't. I'm just sitting back and saying we're losing tourist attractions in Central Virginia. And that's a dangerous thing, right? Monument Avenue is now just another street. Beautiful homes, yeah, but I don't know that anybody is necessarily going to drive down Monument Avenue just to see a bunch of nice homes. Man, some people might, I suppose. I'm not. But those statues demanded attention. And you know what I said all along, and I said it for years. Nobody paid attention to me, but that's okay. I said, rather than tearing anything down, we should think about adding a few statues. We had room. We should have had an app that everybody visiting Central Virginia could have easily downloaded on their phone. It said, here's the story of all these statues. We're going to tell you the whole story. Everything. The good, the bad, the ugly. And then, after you've driven down Monument Avenue, now you should go and, get yourself a drink. Get yourself a sandwich. Find a place to stay for the evening, right? I think there's a problem with this. I really do. We've lost that opportunity. Somebody has told me that the monuments are still at the wastewater treatment facility. I don't know if that's true either. I'm not going out there to go look for them. Is it outrageous to think we could put them up? Probably. Right? Certainly our rather poor excuse for a mayor is not going to go along with that. And I wish I could tell you that I see some hope amongst those who would like to be the new mayor, but they're all fighting for this space on the far left, so I don't think any of them are going to get on board. So what's the next best thing? If Monument Avenue is dead, Is it possible for a private operation of some sort to purchase the statues, have an honest-to-goodness museum that way? Is it possible for them to be set up on state property? Or I just don't know the answer. But, man, if we are losing tourists, then we're losing dollars, which means you and I are somehow, some way going to make up the shortfall. Because if you think for a second that any governmental agency is going to give back any money or cut budgets because they don't have the money, forget about it. You are nuts. So it's just something I want to throw out there to you. Maybe at some point we kind of put our heads together, figure out some sort of way to address it. Let me remind you quickly here about our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is, by the way, always available to you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Are you going to get the new COVID shot? I am curious about that as well. I don't think I'm getting it. You know, Heidi is getting ready to travel. She's going to see friends, and then she's going to see some the family. But she's traveling out of the country. And she said, well, I'm going to be in a lot of places where there are a lot of people. I should probably get this new COVID shot. I said, well, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. Well, are you going to get it? I said, no, I don't think so. She says, well, you know, I got COVID. In fact, you and Julia are the only two who haven't gotten COVID. So I'm thinking, well, why break the streak now? I think I'm okay. Like a lot of people, I was forced is an ugly word, but boy, it sure felt forced to me. To saddle up and get ready and roll up your sleeve and get that first COVID vaccine and all the rest of it. And now, as we're up to whatever the booster number is, 10, 12, 100, whatever it is, I don't know that I'm going to get the vaccine. So what am I going to do? I'm going to reach out to my doctor, obviously, because I personally happen to have the best doctor in the world, which is great. Dr. Bob Quarles, Threshold Medical, down in Midlothian, just FYI, former doctor for the World Wrestling Federation, and truly one of the smartest and nicest human beings I know. I don't know what he's going to tell me. I don't know if he's going to say, yep, you should get it, nope, you shouldn't get it, or you know what, it's up to you. But I am going to rely on his advice in no small part. Now, Heidi sees some other doctor that's closer to her. Not physically, no, I mean a location, you're like right down the road. So I know she's going to reach out to them because we got our little emails from CBS. Hey, dear CBS customers, did you know that for your convenience, you can come in here, you can get your COVID shot, your flu shot, your shingles shot, your pneumonia shot? And I'm thinking, well, flu shot, I do get the flu shot every single year. And the reason I get it every single year is that a number of years ago, I actually got the flu. I, through the years, had thought I had gotten the flu. Oh, no. I had never gotten the flu before I got the flu. And after getting the flu, I was determined to never, ever get the flu again. So that's why I get my flu shots. And I know there are plenty of folks going, oh, that's crazy. They just, you know, they're trying to wing it. They don't know. Maybe right. But for me, it's worked. Shingles. I look at my roof. I've got A-plus roofing out here all the time. My shingles look great. Apparently, that's not the type of shingles that CVS is talking about. I am of an age. I don't know what that age is, but all of us who are of that age invariably say we are of an age, and now we know that something has changed. But I am of an age, I'm told, where shingles and the shot for shingles is something that I ought to be getting. Okay, I can handle that. Pneumonia. I don't want pneumonia. I guess I'll get that. But it's that COVID shot. I'm telling you, I just am. I guess I'm confused. I really am. I guess I am just flat out confused. Because that first vaccine was the one that was supposed to save the world, right? We all had to get it. We had to get it. If we didn't get it, society was going to end. It's all done and the cockroaches win. All right, well, maybe I'll get it.
And then almost immediately after you get it, do you remember what happened? It's years ago now. Think about that. 4 years ago?
Wow.
But what happened then? Well, we made some tweaks. We actually need a booster shot. Well, that's almost reasonable, isn't it? Almost? Yeah, all right. I can see where you're going with the booster shot. Yeah, all right. But how many boosters are we up to now? And the folks who have gotten the most boosters seem to be Tony Fauci and Joe Biden. And every time I turn around, they're sick. Now, what is it? Causation is not something or other. Nah, there's some phrase that explains that. You know, just because something's happened doesn't mean that that's what caused it. But I'll look it up. But you probably know what it is. I don't know exactly where I am on that. But hit me up, would you? Use the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. That's how you're going to get in touch with us. Remember, we've got winners every single solitary hour of this afternoon. Coming up in a couple of moments, your chance to win a pair of tickets for that amazing bourbon sampling. Oh, it's going to be great. 420, how about some tickets to go see Lynyrd Skynyrd? They're coming to the big amphitheater out in Virginia Beach. And then, because 520 is going to be pretty close to happy hour, give you a chance to win some more bourbon sampling tickets, all right? Yeah, we got a lot of great stuff. Oh, coming up at 3:33, I'm excited about this. Daniela Bloom is going to join us. She's part of the group that's called Jexit. Now, we've had a lot of these exit things over the years, right? Brexit was the big one. Although, if you think about it, the one they did over in England a couple years ago, that was actually Brexit version 2.0. Brexit version 1.0 was when we, around 1776, said, you guys are out of here, right? That was Brexit version 1.0. There was Blexit, where black Americans said, hey, we are not sticking with the leftists. We're not staying part of the Democrat Party. And now there's Jexit, which is my neighborhood, right? The Jewish exit from the Democrat Party. I'm excited about this. So we're going to chat with her at 3:33. It is 3:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Could I have another, please?
I mean, yes. Yes, bourbon sampling. Nah, bourbon is so high class now. I got a friend of mine, Jerry, who is... he's like a professor of bourbon. It's amazing. You go to his house, and there's an entire bourbon division. It's incredible. Well, we got some great bourbons coming to town. Now, this is called the Virginia Distilled event, right? It's the bourbon sampling. It's going to happen over at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture. It is September the 14th. By the way, no small potatoes here. $120 value for these two tickets. But I got to make it easy for you, because why not? Because that's what we do, right? We'll take caller number 11, and Jeremy will get all your information and get you set up. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Caller number 11, you will get a pair of tickets for that amazing bourbon sampling event, part of Virginia Distilled over at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture. Wish you the best of luck winning that. We got a lot that we're dealing with, and I'm trying to figure out what's going to happen now on the first interview for Vice President Kamala Harris. Oh, she's doing one, but it's not really hers alone. She's going to be there with that Tim Walz character, and it's Dana Bash from CNN. Dana Bash is, to put it mildly, a far-left winger, and that's evident from just watching her at any point. I've never, ever observed her even remotely being in the center or even conservative on an issue. It's just so painfully clear every time she talks. So, you think she's going to be asking really tough, difficult questions of the vice president? I've got a sneaking suspicion that the answer is no. Is she going to ask really tough questions of the wannabe vice president? Got news for you. I don't think so. There are a couple of questions that I think she ought to ask, and I don't know if she's going to ask them. And if you've got some questions you think she ought to ask, you can always shoot them to me on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Question number one for me, if I were to sit down with the vice president or the vice president and the guy who wants to be the vice president, would be to the vice president, hey, you keep talking about all the stuff you want to do your first day on the job. Now, I'm one of those guys with a bunch of calendars. I got the big Franklin Planner calendar. I got the calendar on the phone. I got a calendar over here. I keep a lot of stuff down. And I can pretty much say, with some degree of authority, your actual first day on the job was January the 20th, 2021. So you want to lower prices for Americans. Interesting. Why are you going to wait till January the 20th of 2025? What have you been doing for the last couple of years? I mean, really, what has your role been in all of the nonsense that has caused the prices to grow up? Remember what you told us, was it last week or the week before? High prices at the supermarket cause inflation. No, ma'am, no. Inflation causes high prices at the supermarket. What about housing affordability? Right now, it's what, about 99% of Americans can't really afford a house today? I mean, look at my two boys. Are they ever going to be able to afford a house? I don't know. They certainly could not afford one today. So I would ask her the same thing. You say you want to make home ownership more accessible to people. How are you going to do that? And if it's that important, why haven't you done it for the last 3.5 years? You've been there. You've literally been in the White House. That's where this stuff takes place, right? Why have you not done it? Anything else you can think of? I mean, there are a couple, I guess. She wanted to do away with private health care. Remember, that was one of her issues. Now, apparently, she doesn't want to do away with private health care. And now I'm told she's in favor of building the border wall. Okay, now we got to dial things back for just a second here. Ma'am, there have been very few people as vocal about their opposition to President Trump's border wall as you, when you were a U.S. senator and as the vice president. But now all of a sudden she's in favor of the border wall? It's crazy. Absolute craziness. I did get a couple of people who said, hey, Jeff, you do know that it's correlation and causation. Absolutely. That was my little quiz. Every once in a while, I just throw something out, see if anybody's actually paying attention. Wants to let me know, yes, I really was listening, Jeff, and I do care. Let me see here. 804 says, Jeff, this entire CNN interview is going to be choreographed, taped, spliced, etc. Yeah, did you know that? It's not live. They're taping it in the morning, what, like 10 o'clock in the morning, I think? And it will air. Now, we're told it's going to air, quote, in its entirety. I am not so sure about that. Unless it is a one-camera shoot, in which case it's going to be abundantly obvious that you went in and did some editing, I would say it's probably not going to air in its entirety. So I got a lot of questions about that. What about folks I have grown up with who have remained devoted Democrats for some reason I don't quite understand? Well, there may be a way to handle that, right? The first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem. So Jexit is available. And Daniela Bloom is going to join us at 3:33 to talk about it. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., please be listening to my buddy John Reed. It is 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. All right, but look, we got a nice long week/weekend coming up, right? Most of us are off Monday. I am going to remind you that Tuesday and Wednesday I am out of pocket. Be up in D.C. for some stuff. And it will be great, I promise you. Now, my question is, where do you go? I grew up as a Jewish kid in a Jewish neighborhood, and all I ever knew were Democrats. I mean, I was told, really. I mean, it was really just part of being a Jewish person in America. And the older I got, the more I realized I believed certain things, and the uglier I saw the Democrats become, the more I realized they really were not interested in me. Now, there is a group called Jexit. It's about Jewish Americans who have said, A, we've got to leave the Democrat Party, and B...
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
With this unbelievable surge in anti-Semitism, we've got to do something about it. Daniela Bloom is joining us. She is part of Jexit, and I am so happy to have her here. Daniela, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Let's dive right into this, shall we? How often were you questioned in something along this vein? What? Republican Jews, do you even have a minion?
Well, actually, yes, because I go to the Dennis Prager Minion in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So he's amazing. We the Jewish conservatives are loud and proud, and we need to be louder. And I am a true Jexiter. I did vote for Obama, not once but twice, but boy, am I doing my atonement now. I am awake.
Wow. Well, I am happy to hear that. What was it? What was there one particular issue that sort of poked you and said, look, you're a psychotherapist, so you're not crazy. You're not
right.
Sugar. Tell me what the hell's what was it that said, I got to go?
So, yeah, I mean, that's the number one question I get. How did I wake up? So I was always a pro-Israel advocate, and I was very aware of the Pallywood, the propaganda that the pro-Pallies would use and media would use, like the BBC and MSNBC, to vilify Israel as the white colonizers. And I was familiar with that. But then when I started to see them doing that same tactic to our then sitting president, Donald Trump, where they would take things he would say out of context, they would start to vilify anybody who started to actually see him for his policies as racist, as domestic terrorists. They started to vilify Christians. I'm like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. This is not okay. And then Jeff, when I would go to the historic Beverly Hills rallies of 2020,
right.
Where once a week, living in Los Angeles, we could finally have a place to bring our flags, wear our MAGA hats, I saw black people for Trump, Latinos for Trump, LGBT for Trump. Everybody there was united in love for this country, for backing the blue, and this was quite a different narrative that I was seeing being perpetuated in mainstream media, and it started to have me question everything. And then during the pandemic, when they messed with my inherent freedoms, when they messed with my children's freedoms, when they were forcing vaccinations, locking us down, and then they started to mess with Israel a little bit, I'm like, you've got my attention, and I never look back.
Wow. Well, good for you. I want to remind everybody that Daniela Bloom is joining us. You have an official title, East and West Coast Ambassador for Jexit. That's a lot of territory that you're covering in.
A national ambassador of Jexit. We are trending. We are busy.
Good. Good. Well, no, I'm glad to hear it. Are you getting better reactions from other Jewish Americans, or are you getting better reactions from, say, the evangelical Christian community, which many times strikes me seems to care more about Israel than many people in synagogues I used to attend?
You've nailed it, Jeff. I can't even tell you how grateful I am for our unapologetic pro-Israel Christian community who get it so well. They get it way better than a lot of the liberal Jews, you know, with self-hating anti-Israel Jews. Who needs anti-Semites? It is certainly not enough to be Jewish today, because if you're just Jewish by birth and you're not affiliated with the religion, you don't understand why Israel has every right to exist and defend itself, and it's biblical,
mm-hmm.
then you're not pro-America, we don't have anything in common. I would say that there's a lot of liberal Jews who woke up, especially after October 7th, when they realized that they were standing pretty much alone, when all of their liberal friends who they... the Jews then would post their black check mark for BLM and their black marks for they would stand in solidarity for all these liberal causes. Yep. But where was their own community of liberals when they needed it? They needed that support, and the silence was deafening, and they started to open their eyes at what the Democrat Party has become. And silence is absolutely compliance. The squad, the far leftists, has taken over. And we see this directly at the DNC with the hundreds of thousands of pro-Pallies protesting outside.
It is outrageous. Daniela Bloom is joining us. Now, Daniela has so many different accomplishments on her CV. I'm not sure where to start, Daniela. Licensed psychotherapist, I know, has to be near the top, right? Everybody's quelling about that one. But also, best-selling author, parent advocate, somebody who is now an ambassador for Jexit. What do you see in your professional community? What do you see? You mentioned you were worried about your children. What did your children find themselves exposed to a lot of this anti-Semitism?
You know, not just anti-Semitism, just anti-America, anti-Judeo-Christian values, anti our inherent freedoms. I mean, we're literally living in the heart of Los Angeles. We all can't move to Florida. Someone has to be here. And I decided to do something about it. I wrote a fable, The World Where I Belong. It's a wake-up call for the next generations to share with their parents all about what resilience is, why we must continue to stand up for our freedoms, what freedom really is, which comes down to free choice, and why that's always, always worth standing up for.
What do you think, at its core, really happened to the Democrats? Because we're both sitting here as former Democrats. Now, I've got a couple of years on you, and I've got a couple of years ahead of you in being part of, I guess, an unofficial Jexit. I'm just curious what it was that you think, what inspired them to go down this really twisted road?
Well, to be fair, I mean, this is not the Democrat Party of the 90s. It is, you know, the classic liberal Democrats, you know, the Kennedy, like what RFK was speaking to, they're not there. Because, you know, in fact, the Republicans have become the party of liberal thought.
Yes.
Of diversity, inclusion, of we're not going to vilify you if we disagree with you. It's become the party of standing up for free speech.
Yeah.
It's become so it's crazy how that there has been kind of a flipping, because most Trump supporters are not traditional Christian Republicans today. We're former Democrats who have become fed up and woke up.
What about your kids? I don't know how old they are. I have two sons, and my oldest boy has just graduated from Stanford, but he is he's definitely part of the wrong... Yeah, well, yes.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
It's all right. No, listen, he's still he's a brilliant kid. He's young, but
it's
interesting because he's living in San Francisco. I won't say where he's working or what he's working in, but politics is his arena. And he keeps saying, you wouldn't believe how expensive stuff is out here. And it's like, well, Murray, this is the socialist utopia you guys created. And all that, right? All that free stuff really turns out to be pretty doggone expensive.
You know, that's the crazy thing. I mean, I feel like the Democrat Party is just a party based off emotions. Like, it sounds great to vilify the white Republican, the rich corporate millionaire, but that's just out gaslighting to get more and more socialist policies passed, and now we're seeing the results. Literally, Jeff, I just saw a headline this morning where California is just passed for undocumented workers in California 0% down in loans to getting new homes. Now, what about the California taxpayer who's trying to do everything right?
Yeah.
And they're working hard side by side with these undocumented workers. Someone has to pay for them.
That's
we can't have open borders without consequence.
That's right.
I mean, it sounds great. Oh, let's give America an opportunity. But guess what? 85% of those immigrants are not asylum seekers.
That's
have to go somewhere.
That's exactly
and,
right.
And, you know, the critical thinking tends to get lost when you fear-monger, when you have Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah. You can't have these conversations. And, you know, going back to college, I'm literally thinking very seriously, I no longer want to send my children to Ivy League schools. I would much rather want to send them to the South, yeah. who have pro-America, pro-Israel values. I know my yep. kids will be safe. I know they will be valued there. They can wear their Jewish star proudly.
That's right.
This is how we have to look at the world today in 2024.
Yeah. We have to get to a situation, Danielle, as you just explained, where we are not hiding anything. We're not apologizing for anything. We love who we are. We love our faith. We love our country. We love the opportunities. And by God, we're not going to be cowed into silence. And we're not going to be pushed into a room somewhere. Look, we know how that situation ends. And it's crazy for me to imagine that there are, you and I both know, Jewish kids on Ivy League campuses who are standing up to attack Israel. And they don't seem to understand that the very people who hate those Jews, I got news for you, pal, they hate you too.
Yeah. Jeff, the Jews who were slaughtered, the majority of the civilians who were slaughtered on October 7th, yeah. were the most pro-Palestinian Israelis in the land. They were the ones who got the permits for the Palestinians to go to the hospitals to work.
Yep.
These were the very Israelis that the Palestinians drew maps of their house to all be slaughtered in their homes.
Yep.
But the thinking on campus today is it fits the playbook of the oppressed and oppressor.
That's right.
And the propaganda of vilifying Israel as these white colonizers from Europe, which couldn't be further from the truth,
that's right.
it's all propaganda, and it's bought up hook, line, and sinker. This is useful idiots. This is far-left progressives standing with Islamic fundamentalist supporters united in their hate for America and family and Judeo-Christian values.
It's craziness. Daniela, number one, thank you for being here and thank you for doing what you're doing. I want to send people to JexitUSA.org. I'm assuming that is the best place
yeah.
for people to learn more.
Yeah.
Can they help
Absolutely.
Out the organization?
Yes, please stand with us. You know, the Jewish vote is only 2%, but it's the Christian vote, the silent majority vote, that we need now more than ever to come out in droves this fall. And if you also want to find more about my books and what I do, and I speak, and I do a whole bunch of things on social media, DanielaBloom.com.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get you back on hold. You give Jeremy the information. I'd love to have you come back to talk just about that part of what you do. Is that all right?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, and I am on the website now, JexitUSA.org. You're out of the T-shirts, but I'll tell you right now, I'm ordering a hat and a coin.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Daniela Bloom. The organization is Jexit. It's about Jewish Americans who have said, we're tired of what the Democrats are doing. We're tired of where so-called liberalism in America has gone. And as Daniela pointed out, she was a committed Democrat. What'd she say? She voted for Barack Obama, not once, but twice. But she has seen that Democrat Party change. You and I have seen it. The Democrats in Virginia in 2024 are not the Democrats that Governor Doug Wilder led and served with and was a part of. You know that, and I know that. Governor Wilder is not going to be welcome at any Virginia Democrat 2024 event, and that is an absolute travesty and tragedy. For me, I argued with members of my own family for years. I've still got a couple of people. They're not friends, but I know them. And they're guys who are talking about, well, we're part of this moderate Democrat. I remind them there is no such thing. Who reminded me? Rush Limbaugh. You've heard of him. Rush Limbaugh told me there is no such thing as a conservative Democrat. He was right. Jexit, JexitUSA.org, Jexit.USA.org. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, I got a chance for you to get some tickets for Skynyrd. I have seen Lynyrd Skynyrd live in concert a couple of times. Absolutely rock and roll royalty and a great, great show each and every time. September the 7th, they're coming to the big amphitheater, Veterans United Home Loans Amphitheater in Virginia Beach. 4:20-ish this afternoon, I'm going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for Skinnerd at the Beach. Stay very, very close. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my buddy John Reed will be here. I believe he's wrapping up his campaign swing through Southwest Virginia. 3:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. We got a lot of stuff going on as we head through the day. Some of it's going to be great fun. You got the chance to win some tickets for Skinnerd at the Beach. Lynyrd Skynyrd is coming on September the 7th to the Veterans United Home Loans Amphitheater out in Virginia Beach. Got a pair of tickets. Give that to you at 4:20-ish. And I've got another pair, believe it or not, for the bourbon sampling over at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture. We're going to do that at 5:20. So every hour today, we've got a chance for you to win something fantastic. It's a little way to say thank you so much for tuning in. 4:33, we got to talk about a big event coming to Hopewell, Prince George area. They're doing something really cool, and it's coming up in the next couple of days. We'll chat about that. Mike Dickinson at 5:33, our citizen journalist. You know, there's really nobody that covers Central Virginia and the political ins and outs and the minutiae and all that sort of stuff like Mike does. He's doing a great job, and I'm not trying to take anything away from anybody else, because, you know, I think we've got some great folks in town, and I'm going to point towards my buddy John Burkett, Crime Insider, CBS6, nobody better than him. Wayne Colville at CBS6, I think, does a great job. Great team over at 8 News. You know that. Anyway, I digress. But Mike is really following up on a lot of stuff that nobody else will cover, and he is with us exclusively Wednesday evenings at 5:33. If you liked Daniela Bloom, I'm getting a lot of people here saying, oh my gosh, Jeff, she was really just on fire. She was. She was really, really good. And we're going to get her back. We'll talk about a few other things. I want to remind you, if you've got some questions that you would ask Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz, send them to me on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I'll share some of those right after the 4 o'clock news. Because they're sitting down. They're going to do a pre-taped interview with Dana Bash from CNN. It's going to be in the morning, what is it? I guess next week, right after Labor Day. And then they're going to play it in the night. Yeah, it's going to be pre-recorded. What does that mean? Well, it means you can fix anything you want. I'm a little concerned. I really am. I don't know what sort of post-production magic is going to be performed, but the closest you and I are going to get to it is when you send me some of the questions you would ask on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Dennis says, hey, Jeff, I've got a question. Has anyone asked if Kamala Harris has applied for educational assistance by saying that she was a certain race? Well, that's an interesting question. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I'll throw it out there. I don't know that we're going to get an answer to it, but there you go. It is, it's an interesting sort of a question. And are we going to be able to fight to keep our one NASCAR race now that they've taken away one in the spring? We'll talk about that as well. 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.